The Buffalo and Erie County Public Library's 37 branches include 3 million materials, which are all available to be borrowed. Library Director Mary Jean Jakubowski joins me now for a look at which of those items were among the most popular for 2015.
Thanks for having me, Cheryl.
Now, among adults, we have at least one book that's on the list for a second year unbroken. And we've also got some popular authors. We've got a local book. What can you tell me about these adult books? Any trends, any themes ongoing?
Well, you know, fiction is always our most popular. And Girl on a Train, something that was on New York Times bestseller list since February 1st for 13 consecutive weeks. So we expected that to be popular. I don't know that any of us expected us to have over 2,020 checkouts during the year, and that book is still going strong. And of course, our nonfiction books that we have for the adults are most popular. You know, Wall of Snow, absolutely localized book title put out by the Buffalo News. It was added in our collection in March, and it's been flying off the shelves ever since. Just continues to be of interest. And of course, I think all of us are enjoying this wonderful weather that we're having and thankful that we're not back facing that wall of snow that we had last year.
Is it unusual to have a local book be one of the most popular titles, or is this pretty typical?
You know, it is unusual to have a local book, something that is actually written locally and published locally, to be on one of our top circulators. There aren't that many of them. We have often had books that have references to the city of Buffalo or somewhere in Erie County. Those are always popular. I think that one of the trends that we see is that local history, people are very interested in learning about the area in which we live.
And when we look at the teen books and the children's books, there's really not a lot of shift there.
You know, Jeff Kinney puts out a Diary of a Wimpy Kid book every year. You know, they're just fun and they're silly. And what I like about the Diary of a Wimpy Kid book is it keeps young boys engaged in reading, which is really something that, you know, people struggle with. Star Wars, just a popular title, and of course with the movie coming out, people, you know, adults and children alike really want to learn more about the characters and the design of the sets and how things came about. You know, anything Disney. There's a Disney movie coming out, taken from an associated book. Those books will fly off our shelves, and we're excited about that because it really engages the kids in reading. So what we find with children is that they might want to see the movie, but then they really want to read the book. They want to see more in-depth, the character development. They want to see more, whether it be pictures from the back scenes of the movie or if they want to read of how that movie came about.
And when you look at e-books as well that you offer, what is the demand like for e-books in terms of, you know, traditional books?
You know, it's very interesting. E-books continue to be really top circulators for us. We continue to grow that collection. Our statistics continue to rise in that collection. The interesting thing is that the trend is that people are going back to reading the physical book. I think e-books are never going to go away. I think the physical book, everybody was concerned, you know, when e-readers came out and they said, oh my gosh, now that e-readers are here, are you ever going to have physical books on your shelves again? And we're seeing a shift. There is an interest, a regenerated interest in those physical books.
Thank you so much for joining us, Mary Jean.
Thank you, Cheryl.